At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's my game right here. I feel it. I'm telling you, I feel it. I taste it. It's time for you to be legendary right here, boy.
This is First and Pod.
They could not run the ball to save their lives in this game.
Your favorite team through a national lens.
The beauty of this podcast is that we don't gloss over anything. We do every team and every game.
Instant reaction to all the big games all season long.
The NFL never seems to let us down when we need a banger.
Now. Here are your hosts, Andrew Filippone, with 8-time Pro Bowl corner and 3-time first-team NFL All-Pro.
Peterson may go all the way. He will. Patrick Peterson wins it.
Patrick Peterson.
You got it exactly right, Pony. Our odds makers, our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook have them at a plus 700 to win the Super Bowl right now. So this is, we're going to start off from the top. Our FanDuel Sportsbook bet of the week. Plus 700 for the Baltimore Ravens to win the AFC and go to the Super Bowl. Do you guys agree with the people at FanDuel as they have the best odds in the AFC? Is this the year Lamar gets it done?
If this is year, it has to be. You know, everything is set up for them. They have the second year with them going into the team that they had last year. I felt like they have had a lot of continuity on that ball team. We know they can win in the regular season. It's just going to come down to if they can win those big moments in those big games in the playoffs. I believe they are well equipped, but it's just going to come down to those moments. And I believe this year, after last year, with those guys losing to Buffalo the way that they did, with Mark Andrews dropping the sure 2-point conversion to at least take the game into overtime, I just feel like when teams lose like that, they just come back hungrier. And I believe if they're going to do it, this is the year for them to do it. Adding with the acquiring of Jaire Alexander, I think that's going to be a huge, huge addition to their secondary with Wiggins and Humphrey back there. And my man Kyle Hamilton just signing a massive deal about a month ago. So if it is a year to do it, I believe this is the year for the Baltimore Ravens to bring it home.
So I have four question marks, and I think all four of them have to get answered in order for them to do it. And that's why I'm saying they won't, because I think it's too many. Even though they have the best odds, I think that there are still things about Baltimore that leave me scratching my head about them. Number one is Lamar in the playoffs. He was great against the Steelers, but then he took a step back against the Bills. Yes, Mark Andrews dropped the ball, but he also had an interception and fumble in that game. 8 career playoff games, 7 picks, 4 lost fumbles. So he's still got to get that monkey off his back. Number two is Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry was awesome last year. Derrick Henry is also entering a stage of his career, though, where most guys are either in reduced roles, they are on the decline, or they are just flat out done playing football. He's 31. Adrian Peterson was done in Minnesota at that age. Several guys, LaDainian Tomlinson was with the Jets. So it's very unusual and rare for a guy at 31 to still be elite. They have kicker questions, Pat. Yeah. Tyler Loop is the kicker there now. They counted on Justin Tucker to be automatic. He tailed off last year, off the field stuff. He's gone. And so there's now questions about him. And then they've got road games at Kansas City, Minnesota, Buffalo, and Green Bay. I think it's going to be harder for them, and then Cincinnati and Pittsburgh too, to repeat last year's record. And you brought up Jaire Alexander. He's a very good player. He's hurt a lot. The Ravens last year had the fewest games lost to injury of any team in the NFL. They were the healthiest team. If they get blessed with great health 2 years in a row, good for them. But I feel like it's going to be a really, testament to luck if they're able to do it 2 years in a row. You get that healthy like they were last year. You know, that's the year where you got to win the Super Bowl, in my opinion, when you have that great injury luck. And I'm not sure it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen 2 years in a row.
And Pony, also to your point about Derrick Henry being 31 years old, but those running backs that you named, they didn't have a Lamar Jackson. So therefore, defenses don't have to just hone all of their attention on Derrick Henry. They have another runner that's on the same field as a Derrick Henry. And I believe that's why it's much easier for him to carry a load and have a season like he did last year, because defenses not only are game planning for him, they have the game plan for Lamar legs as well. And so I feel like Derrick Henry is in a very, very unique situation to where he still can be the Derrick Henry of old, just because all of the workload won't be on his shoulders.
That was our FanDuel Sportsbook Bet of the Week, brought to you by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. From one MVP quarterback to the next, we go from the Ravens to the Bills, who the Bills have been running into this brick wall named the Kansas City Chiefs for the past however many years now. Is this finally the year that they end the Chiefs' run and get it done?
I don't think so. They're 0-3 against them in the playoffs. And Josh Allen played a very good game last year in Kansas City, and it still wasn't enough. They went out this offseason, and they decided to bring Joey Bosa in, hoping that he's able to turn back the clock and stay healthy and get back to being a dominant pass rusher, because that is one of the things they lack in their defense. Mm-hmm. I still look at their skill position players at wide receiver, and I ask myself, who there keeps opposing defenses up at night? Pat, you played corner. You worried about Khalil Shakur? Josh Palmer, Keon Coleman. No, not yet.
I think Coleman could be a good player.
He's got to have a huge year. This is year two. He got frozen out last year. Josh Allen didn't trust him. Great reports in training camp in the preseason, but now he's got to do it in real games. Dalton Kincaid, first round pick, tight end. He was supposed to be an X factor player, a matchup nightmare. We haven't seen it. So I'm still skeptical of them too. They went 4-3 on the road last year in games that they were trying to win, excluding week 18. They lost at the Rams, Texans, Chiefs, and Ravens. So my point is, when they've had to go on the road against great teams, they've lost. And you got to avoid that. So they've got to get the number one seed, get the bye, and make the playoffs go through Buffalo. They had that 2 years ago, and they still didn't win. They lost to Kansas City at home. So, no, I'm still not going to pick them, Pat. I got to see it to believe it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I have to see it to believe it. Kansas City is one of those teams that finds a way and knows how to win in the playoff, and they just continue to prove that, you know, not only to us, but to the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, you know, year in and year out, no, regardless if they want to give them an extra possession in overtime or if they want to, no matter what the league try to do to change the rules, they just can't get over that hump. And I don't see it happening again this year. I believe the Chiefs is a much better football team, skill position wise. And I just think the Buffalo Bills, they didn't do enough to be able to get beefing up front to be able to stop the run. We know they had issues again after the quarterback last year. I don't think that'll be an issue, you know, this year. Hopefully, if Bosa is able to be, like you said, turn back the clock, turn back the hand of time if he can. But in the playoffs, you're going to have to be able to stop the run. And I don't think the Buffalo Bills is stout enough just yet to be able to do that. So I'm not going to pick them to win, to be able to get over that hump of the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes just yet. But time will tell. But I don't see it happening just right now.
Well, let's take that a step further, because we don't see the Ravens beating the Chiefs. We don't see the Bills beating the Chiefs. Mm-mm. We see anybody beating the Chiefs.
I see the Ravens beating the Chiefs.
He has the Ravens beating the Chiefs. So, Pat, we'll go back to you then. Will it be four straight Super Bowls for the Chiefs? You kind of just answered the question right then and there. Expand on it.
No. like I said, I just feel like this is the Baltimore Ravens year to do it. Just losing the way that they did last year, there's a bitter taste in their mouths because they know, like Pony said earlier, yeah, they got lucky last year with the injury bug. They was the healthiest team last year. And we all know about the cloud that's over, you know, Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens as far as winning a big game. And we all see Lamar just continue to get better and learn from the previous mistakes from the year prior. You know, so I just see them. He's going to, year 8 right now. He's much more mature than he was, you know, when he first came into the league. And he's just a winner. You're just watching the way that he was able to win last year. And he did have a couple mistakes in that playoff game, but he was still not out of that game. You know what I mean? So if they can clean up the mistakes and be able to be all in one accord in those big moments, in those big games, yes, I see them beating the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs and taking it all the way.
I'm not going to pick them to get back either. We haven't seen a team go to 4 straight since the Bills in the early 90s. And I don't think Kansas City is going to be the team that does that. You don't want to be aligned with those Bills teams, obviously, because they lost the Eagles. Kansas City wouldn't be, but it still speaks to how impossible it is to do it 4 years in a row. Mm-hmm. I don't think people have talked enough about Kelce. He's had an amazing offseason again with all the off-field stuff with Taylor Swift and their podcast and getting engaged and everything. The last time we saw him in the Super Bowl, he had 4 catches for 39 yards and looked disengaged and looked like he was really at the end. They're counting on him again. He had his worst season since his rookie year, 823 yards, only 3 touchdowns. And I don't know. It just seems like people are assuming he's going to go back to being an elite tight end. I don't see that. They changed their offensive line. I think that it might take time for those guys to gel. Maybe they don't. And Rashee Rice is out for 6 games. They're a great team. Mahomes is the ultimate equalizer. They have a great defensive coach in Spagnuolo to go with Andy Reid. And they win all their close games. But I just don't see it happening 4 years in a row. It's never happened in the salary cap era where a team's gone to the Super Bowl 4 straight times. I think it ends for them this year. I think they lose in the AFC Championship game.
They say all good things must come to an end at some point. Let's lower the bar from the Super Bowl just to the playoffs, because we've seen the Bengals miss the playoffs the past 2 seasons, and they've had quite an offseason. They've signed some people. They've gave some people some money. Not as much as they want to, but they gave some people some money. They're getting back into the swing of things now. Can they end that 2-year playoff drought and get back to the postseason?
Not only do I think they're going to end it, I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. They're my pick in the AFC to do it. They got everything ironed out. I know Trey Hendrickson isn't totally happy, but they gave him a raise. They kept Higgins and Chase around with Burrow. And the odds were stacked against them to bring Higgins back. People just assumed he was going to go play for the Patriots or another team, and they were going to be cheap and not afford him. They ended last year on a 5-game winning streak. They were the hottest team in the NFL when the regular season ended. They missed out on the playoffs by a tiebreaker with Denver. They averaged 28 points per game during that 5-game winning streak, and they were beating teams by an average of 10 points. They played their guys in the preseason to avoid the slow starts. Burrow's 1-4 in week 1 games in his career. They get Cleveland. They got to win that game and put that behind them. And I just think right now, Pat, he's the best quarterback in the NFL. That's my opinion. I think even though his team didn't have success overall last year, right now, even though Mahomes is better resume, he's won 3 Super Bowls and has 2 MVPs, I think right at this very second, Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL. I don't see that guy missing the playoffs 3 straight years, and I see them going on a long playoff run. He's proven he can beat Mahomes, and I think he's going to do it again this year.
Yeah, Joe is a winner. You know, as long as he's in the lineup, like you said, the offseason, you know, woes are kind of put behind him. Trey is not, as you said, Trey is not totally happy, but at least they gave him some money to get him back into the building and put a uniform back on and be in the lineup on Sunday. You know, so Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Higgins, you know, we all know what they can do. We saw that last year, even with a offseason disparities with the contract and things like that. Joe was able to still come in there and put up crazy numbers with that offense. The defense probably they still have a bunch of question marks to answer, but I think the offense has have enough to get them over the hump and get them into the playoff and hopefully go on a run. I don't have them going to the Super Bowl. Pony, you know, you have that little glass globe or whatever you want to call it that you like looking into, but I don't see the Cincinnati Bengals going to the Super Bowl. I do see them going making it back to the playoffs with, you know, with all of the all of the headaches pretty much behind them. And also to another point that you made, by them playing their guys in the preseason, because they have been notorious known to start the season off slow and trying to get themselves back into the thick of things. Now that these guys are pretty much in motion, they played every preseason game. They just had about a week and a half off getting ready for the season. This is almost like a must win for the Cincinnati Bengals in week one to carry that momentum over into the to this long season that they got to have ahead of them.
We saw the numbers Joe Burrow put up last season. He might have to have a repeat performance and then some with the way that defense is set up. But we'll see. We just talked about a lot of veteran quarterbacks. Let's talk about a young quarterback in Bo Nix and the Broncos, who had a good rookie season. Wasn't the greatest start, but ended very well. Went to the playoffs, a 10-win season over there for Denver. Are they going back to the playoffs for a second straight year with Bo Nix and Sean Payton over there? Are the Broncos destined for the postseason again?
Yeah, I believe so. The Broncos are probably one of those bottom half, you know, of the seven that makes us into the playoff. They have a very experienced head coach, Sean Payton. I have trust in him that he will put Bo Nix in the right position possible to continue to be successful and not put his team in harm's way. The defense last year set a record in sacks. They got the defensive MVP, Vance Joseph. You know, I had an opportunity to play with Vance Joseph. I know how aggressive he is. I know how he loves getting after the quarterback and forcing those in-air throws to cause turnovers for takeaways for his defense. So, yeah, I see the Denver Broncos, again, making a playoff push and putting some heat on the Kansas City Chiefs, because if you go back and look how they battled against the Kansas City Chiefs last year, it was a split, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was a split, and even when they lost the first win in Denver, it was a nail biter. You know what I mean? So we all know what Sean Payton brings to the table as far as his mindset, how he wants his team to be operated, how physical he wants them to be. I think now in year two, the guys understand his mindset and understand his mantra on how he wants to how he wants his team to be identified.
Well, they only beat one team last year that made the playoffs, and that was Tampa Bay in week three. They did beat the Chiefs in week 18, but the Chiefs had benched all their starters in that game, so they beat their backups. And now they're playing the sixth hardest schedule in the NFL. I think they're going to take a step back this year. They won 9 games last year. I think it'll be more like 7 or 8. I still have, and I agree with what Pat said about Sean Payton. I still wonder about who's going to make plays with the ball for them. Cortland Sutton led them with 700 receiving yards last year. That's it. Marvin Mims and Pat Bryan are the other receivers. You bring Evan Engram over from the Jaguars. He's an okay tight end. Rookie running back Harvey Dobbins is going to try to give it a go there, but he's had huge injury concerns in his career. So I like the defense a lot. I think the defense is going to win them games this year. But I just have questions about the offense. Bo Nix threw 29 touchdown passes last year. That is a ton for a rookie. But I just think the schedule is much harder, and they're playing legit teams this year. They got swept by the Chargers last season. They got beat by the Steelers and Seahawks. They got beat by Kansas City, even though it took a big play at the end of that game, a block kick. I've got them just missing the playoffs this year and taking a step back, because I think overall the division in the AFC have gotten better.
All Bo Nix put together a very good rookie season, trying to avoid, you know, that sophomore slump everybody talks about. The same sophomore slump that C.J. Stroud saw a little bit. But the good thing about him and the Texans is they are in the AFC South, not exactly the toughest division in football. So they're going for a third straight AFC South win or AFC South title. Can they get that? Or would you pick the Houston Texans to win the AFC South division for a third straight season?
I would not. Someone's got to win that division, and I'm not going to pick them by default because I think what's happened this offseason has been disastrous for them. Laremy Tunsil's now blocking Jaden Daniels' blind side. Diggs is in New England. Tank Dell is out for the year. And now Joe Mixon might not play this year. So those guys are going to be replaced by a rookie second-round pick at left tackle, a rookie, Nick Chubb at running back. I would have loved that 3 years ago. Unfortunately, he's a year removed from a horrible catastrophic injury. Christian Kirk and Jaden Higgins, a rookie, are the two wide receivers who step in for Diggs and Dell. That's a downgrade. And Stroud, with those guys I just mentioned who are gone, went to 20 touchdowns and 12 picks last year. I don't know if he's going to do that this year. Their offense is worse. Now, I love Will Anderson and Hunter, and I think the corner there, Stingley's a stud too. They got three awesome defensive players, and their head coach is good too, but I just think their offense, the attrition rate there has just been too high for me to like the Texans this year, Pat.
Pony, just like James said, C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans have, you know, the privilege of being in the AFC South. The AFC South. So therefore, all of those things that you said that can, you know, that you worry about, they're still going to make the playoff and win their division. I mean, they're still better than the Jaguars. They're still better than the Tennessee Titans. And they're still better than the Indianapolis Colts. So with all of those questions, Mark, that you do have, saying that they are, you know, a worse team than they was last year, they're still going to win the AFC South.
I think that is the definition of winning by default, exactly what Pony didn't want to do. But someone's got to win the AFC South, man. If I might pick the team who's just done it the past 2 years. They seem to know what to do to win the AFC South. Not as much optimism coming from the Houston Texans, but let's see if there's optimism coming for the Los Angeles Chargers, who we saw Herbert and Harbaugh go to the playoffs in year one. We see a kind of a revamped system over there in LA with the Harbaugh offense. Can they repeat it and go back to the playoffs again year two under Herbert and Harbaugh?
Yeah, I can see those guys going back to the playoffs again. Jim Harbaugh is another guy who understands and knows how to win. I know Pony's going to give us the numbers on how many playoff teams that they beat last year, but off watching them last year and having, you know, an opportunity to really digest the Los Angeles Chargers, I really love how they revamped, you know, Justin Herbert, you know, really getting them out of that gunslinging mentality, you know, really leaning upon the run game, having some screens in there, making those passes a little bit easier for him to get into the flow of the game, because we all know he has a big arm. He can, you know, he has all the accuracy. He has great accuracy, but at the same time, as a young quarterback, that's a lot of weight and pressures on your shoulders where you have to go out there and throw the football 37 to 45 times. You know what I mean? So now with Jim coming in there, understanding, being a quarterback, being an offensive-minded guy who wants to impose his will on the ground and then throw the ball throughout the air, I think that was a match made in heaven with Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. So I do see them going back to the playoffs again.
I don't, because I think the blueprint got blown up by the Rashawn Slater injury. That's the thing about them. I think they had the worst injury of any team this offseason, this training camp. The guy got $114 million in July. That's how much they loved him. And for good reason. 510 pass attempts last year by the Chargers. He only allowed 3 sacks. I mean, he was right in the conversation with Trent Williams' injury to be the best left tackle in the NFL. Now, Alt's going to move from right tackle to left tackle. That's where he played at Notre Dame and was a top 10 pick. We'll see. and they're taking a guy who they were going to use as a backup guard and they're making him a right tackle. I don't know. Good luck. I mean, to me, it's just everything was predicated on having one of the best left tackles in the entire NFL. And we saw what happened to the 49ers last year when Trent Williams went down. It was a different looking offense. I think the same thing's going to happen here. I love Jim Harbaugh, but again, the AFC's deep enough and talented enough where some teams are going to get squeezed out. And I think the Chargers are going to be one of those teams this year.
So who you have squeezing out the Chargers and the Denver Broncos?
Well, we got other teams to get to here, Pat. Let's wait here. I'll give it to you.